Do we have a panel?
Live.
Do we have
a problem? I'm gonna keep it live to the death. Yep, that's for sure. I'm gonna keep it live to the death. Yep, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Why? I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. Yes, indeed, that's what I'ma do. It's your man, Live Time Handles. You rocking with the livest. You rocking with the livest, unapologetically right here. The Livest One of One Energy, the Livest Podcast. And I'm not saying that to be on some old corny ass competitive shit. I'm always going to have the competitive nature in me. You know what I'm saying? But when you're responsible and very guilty of trendsetting and starting your own trailblazing and starting your own lane for real and taking something that has been going on for years and flipping it and making your own style of it. Man, it's an amazing feeling at the end of the day. Beginning of the day, middle of the day. Doesn't matter. It's an amazing feeling for real. Turn that down a little bit. Welcome you all to the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. It's your man, Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles, the one-on-one host of this unapologetic podcast platform right here. Real Live salute to all of you that support the Real Live Talk Podcast movement, the Real Live Sound Songs music team, you know what I'm saying? It means a lot. Real Live salute to all the flags representing, tapping in, tuning in, sharing it with their fellow countrymen. Please keep doing it. Like, share, comment, subscribe, do all of it. Do all of it, unapologetically, for real. Yes, indeed. And before I even hit the record button and got on here tonight on this meaningful Monday night, a rainy meaningful Monday night over here in Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to my fellow 216 live representatives, 440-330. What's up? Shout out to you all, man. We a tough ass state, man. We got a lot of shit to work on, man, as a state, but I love my city. You know what I mean? I love a few other cities that's representing in Ohio. So, shout out to you all. All the jealousy and dissension needs to stop. They hate on us as a whole. So, you know. Anyway, moving forward. Just a little babble real quick. You know, representing my the lay of the land for real. You know what I mean? But before I hit the record, I was tuning in. Shout out to the Real Live Goddess, Michi X. Check out Michi X. She's on YouTube, but she has her own network. Yes, the MX Network. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Very impactful person to my intellectual diet, psychological diet, spiritual diet, all of it. But shout out to Michi X for shedding light on this situation. There's a story going on about a 15-year-old black girl that defended herself against another 15, 16-year-old white girl, beat the white girl's ass. And the black girl's still locked up to this very day. And they're trying to try her as an adult. Never had a record. As a matter of fact, the white girl is what we consider PWT. Not pretty white thing. Poor white trash. Yeah, I said it. Poor white trash. In the gang, doing all sorts of ignorant ass shit. Got that ass beat. Put in the hospital. Because she's out here doing wrong. Not too long ago, I had to defend myself. Somebody was doing wrong. And now they need a colonoscopy bag for the rest of their life. And they're doing time for the foul shit they tried to pull on me. I just happened to defend myself. But anyway, I know about that kind of situation, you know. I had to keep it real with myself. Like, this story pissed me off majorly because with so many folks that suffer from cognitive dissonance, they always try to find a way to villainize, make the black person the villain. Whether it's a black girl, black boy, they definitely do it to black boys, black males. But when good old America wants to show his good old fangs, true nature and true colors, they like to definitely make example out of black girls too. So, with that being said, it bothers me because it taps into what Michi X likes to bring up and talk about is the school to prison pipeline. Yeah. It's very disgusting. I'll try and explain this to my teenage daughter and son. I have a senior in high school, 17. Now, she does remote learn. I'm very proud of her for sticking through that for all 4 years of her high school, you know, experience. But also, in reality, I feel for her, fear for her a little bit. Like, I hope she adapts to society and really don't be one of those individuals that only see life through the social media lens. Because there's so many distractions. There's so many things you could tap into that keeps you distracted and blinded from the real realities of how life works and what life can really be on. She has seen that in her own form and fashion, but real power is people. And you're only as good as your options and what you have access to. And when you're in an environment that's not very loving and nurturing and uplifting to your whole being, you can get caught up in some storms that you don't necessarily think you're going to be caught up in. Same thing goes for my just now turned 16-year-old son. Athlete, smart as fuck. But for some strange reason, he doesn't believe fat meat is greasy at times. He makes decisions that he has no idea of the ramifications of them all, the in-depth, fucked up shit that can happen from making certain decisions. I know because I made bad decisions a lot as a teenager. And I always got fussed at on the back end of shit. Never had a father. Yeah, well, I had my father. He was alive. My dad was alive, whatever. But like I said before in the past episodes, you know, me and my father had a big brother, little brother relationship and not on the level of my actual big brother, little brother relationship. Because I'm one of those ones that were, that are and was ahead of his time. So all that women mature, girls mature faster than boys bullshit didn't apply with me. I kept real live strong company with the long, with the very, very strong mental live handle on their own shit and experiences in life. And so therefore, I wasn't about to let nobody just outsmart me and outdo me unless they just had a different kind of experience in life that I didn't have. And then at that point, I got even smarter and became a student, even though, you know, that makes sense. So I'll try and explain this to my son. I mean, he doesn't believe this shit. So he's got himself in position for that school-to-prison pipeline situation to be all the way present and at the forefront. So, has my mind on some real live Ferris wheel shit for real. With a controlled level of it. And I'll just be looking at things and I'm just like, man, if we're keeping score, we're not doing too well. You know, you try and get on the united front with the co-parent, but they don't, when there's so much underlying, when the resentment is so fucking strong and thick that it overpowers the fucking logic of things, it's like walking up a hill with a book bag full of bricks. You know what I'm saying? It's a very, very, very hard world to climb. And for me being the hands-on individual I am when it comes to parenting and being the proud parent that I am, it makes you difficult. Makes me very callous. And I try not to be that. We're supposed to be in this shit together. And we're supposed to be working together to not make things easier for our fucking parenting, but make things easier for when we're not here, our children and their children and their children can have a nice, as easiest road as they're going to have due to the facts that shit ain't easy for black and for the black. You know, it's not in this country. Nah, it's not. Because this country pushes a robotic slave-ass mentality, and the folks that can do something about it, they push the same thing because it's much easier to just go along than to sit up and think for your fucking self and be your own creative, the lifestyle that you really want. Which brings me to the topic of episode 47, season 5, All the Way Live 365. Dealing with a fed up individual. I look in the mirror all the time. I look at it. I look in it, I look at it, I try and see through it, all sorts of shit. And when the transparency in me just has to kick in, it saddens me, man. It saddens me, but it angers me even more. Not no sad shit where it's boo-hoo tears and whine-whine-whines. No, I'm so fucking filled with anger about this shit, and I have the right to be. See, that's another thing. Black man can't never admit he's angry. You know, angry black man, angry black woman. Let me tell y'all something. If you sitting around watching this shit going on the way it's going on in life, and you believe in all the bullshit, and you just going along with all of it just because it's easy and convenient for you, and you're not angry and you're not mad, you're the kind of fuck-ass chump cowards that I don't like to fuck with. Y'all get so bounded and mad about stupid-ass shit, meaningless-ass shit. I don't give a fuck how much you fucking harp on it and it means something to you. At the end of the day, you have to have some kind of logic and some kind of breakdown of what really counts and what doesn't count at all. And a lot of the shit that folks be getting mad about and huffing and puffing about, it's attention-seeking ass type of behavior. It's very victimized mentality. I don't like that shit. I don't deal with that shit. I try not to instill it in my children. I'll try and talk their moms out of this shit. I'll try and talk my family members out of this shit. Quit doing what's convenient and do some shit that makes a fucking difference. Stand up for some shit for real. Unify for real. Don't just do it when somebody dies. Don't just do it when it's a happy time and you want to pat each other on the back because there's some money around here and there's some money around here and everybody always want to celebrate the good shit. Nobody want to hear you when you got some real wild shit to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Wow, just came across my screen. they couldn't wait to say Angel Reese crying after loss to Iowa. But I seen the narrative already coming. Yeah, I went to sports real quick. I did. I knew for a fact they weren't going to let LSU win again in advance past this white girl, Caitlin, you know, Clark, whatever her name is. You know what I mean? The one, the baller from Iowa. She's a baller for real. I give her all her props. She works hard. You can tell. It shows in her game. But I also look at narratives. And the LSU team, for the most part, went very viral after their championship win. And they don't like when black excellence is celebrated out here in the public eye. They don't like when we eat. They don't like it. They don't like it one bit. So I knew for a fact they were going to let Iowa go ahead and win. Don't be surprised if Iowa is the champions. I got a feeling it's going to be Iowa against South Carolina. And I'm rooting for South Carolina all day. Big up Dawn Staley. I love her ass. Always love me some Dawn Staley. Yes, indeed. But anyway, that does tie into what I'm speaking on right here. The double standard needs to be quadruple standard. They don't like it. They don't like when we winning. They don't like it. They don't like when we eating. They don't like it. It's a problem being black and proud out here. It's a problem not falling for the bullshit and getting caught up in this politics and religion shit. PNR. Ain't been fooled enough. You ain't been fucked with enough. Y'all treat this shit like the bitch y'all can't leave alone and shit. She done burnt your dick. She done fucking gave you all sorts of diseases. Dude done slapped you up, choked your ass up. You still be loyal to him. Y'all treat this shit like the fucked up relationship that you just can't get enough of until death do you part. Ridiculous. And I refuse to have my children grow up like that, man. I'll be trying to give it to them. I'll be trying to give it to them. But in the time frame where only thing that matters is items and shiny things. And let me buy you, buy me, buy me. Like me, like me, like me. Heart me, heart me, heart me. Look at me, look at me. Type of energy. Oh, man. Shout out to Leia Renee for creating that with me, man. That's where we are. That's where we are. That's where we are right now. I'll be watching. I'll be sitting up. I kid you on the eye. I have turned into a fucking social media lurker now. I'll just be watching and paying attention. Looking at all the alerts. Just hit my shit. Every now and then, I might tap into one. If it ain't my daughter putting up something, I'm 9 times out of 10 ain't tapping into it. And one of my brethrens or cedrens sending me something that's worthwhile, I hate all the viral shit that y'all be liking. I hate it. And I know for a fact, social media world hates my ass too. Because I put up real shit. I don't put up the exciting, provocative shit. Sounds provocative. Sounds dangerous. I don't be putting up all that fun shit for y'all. I don't got no dances and no new challenges. I'm a foodie, but I don't even be posting that shit. I post my food I make. Proudly. But I don't do all the viral shit. I don't even want it near me. I don't like anything viral. It's too close to virus. I don't like that shit. I don't like viruses. I don't like diseases. I don't like none of that shit. I don't one bit. But what I don't like even more than all of that, I don't like not being honest with myself. And doing what's right in my fucking core. And standing on real live business for real. Handling minds. I feel like that's very much equivalent to being a coward out here. Not standing up for the right shit. What's the right shit? The right shit is knowing deep down the God inside you. You don't tap into it. Because you're afraid to offend people. I was told a long time ago by one of my real live ancestors. When folks only want to be around you during the good times, they ain't good peoples. They ain't good peoples. You gotta watch out for those ones right there. That's next to just sleeping in bed with you, sleeping with the enemy. That's some foul shit right there. Folks only want to be around you when things are good. Now, of course, you got to keep in account, take into account that, you know, we all got our shit we going through. We all have our personal battles and demons and struggles that we going through. But at the end of the day, we need one another. We need each other. We need each other, y'all. More than y'all ever could imagine at this point right now. We need each other to stand up against the whack humans. All sorts of shit, you know what I mean? What happens when you sit there afraid to tap into the God inside you when you was created in God's image? God is the most powerful, most amazing, and all praise is due to the Most High, the all-powerful, all-knowing creator of all existing. Thank you for this opportunity. But that is crazy and sad that folks are scared to tap into the God inside of them when they don't want a God and God is inside of them. They argue with you. They call you crazy. They judge you. They try and belittle you. They try and besmirch you. They come with total bollocks, bullshit all the time. They got the nerve to be bumbleclocker like they something tough and something big and bad and something so precious and rare out here. You're all the fucking same. You can group y'all asses up and sell you wholesale on Amazon. All y'all Amazon heads out here. You can buy y'all in bulk. Sell you cheap. Lately, I ain't been on my deem. I ain't been on my pivot. It's been a lot of shit knocking me off my shit. Very dark ass times in my life are being revisited. And not for no fucking drug abuse or any kind of. No. It's from just living life. You know what I'm saying? Just living life. Like I always keep on saying, that grief thing right there is a motherfucker. And it's levels to the shit. Just like it's levels to being your own creator of your own destiny and your own life that you want to live. At the end of the day, if I can't give my children generational wealth in the form of finances, I want to give them generational wealth in the form of knowledge, wisdom, understanding of who you really are, knowledge of self, not being afraid to do what's right and stand up for what's right. We in the times where you got to pick a side. Pick a fucking side. And we have that freedom of choice. And then when folks make that choice, you got people that want to try and shit on you for that. You know, it's just whack. It's just bump. It's whack. It's whack. It's whack. It's whack. And I don't rock with it at all. Folks hate you for having an opinion. Folks hate you for not having an opinion. Oh, they say hate is great, huh? Yeah. I'm not one of them individuals that loves thy enemy. No, I'll kill my enemy if my enemy poses a threat to me in any kind of form or fashion. I'm just saying. That's the business I stand on and always have. That's why I live a different kind of lifestyle. I had an individual that is soft as putty. For real, real. But because of their foundational traumas and their mistakes and experiences in life, they're a little bit callous. But I had an individual have the audacity, big A, audacity, to call and say I have a soft heart. I laughed at the shit because this individual doesn't even realize that for the once upon a time in life, for the right price, they be cooked like rice. Minute rice at that. I may have a caring heart, but I'm very black-hearted about a lot of things. And I did a very good job growing into the old me, the older me, with demonstrating a different style of restraint. It ain't that back-down coward shit. But sometimes you just let the ignorant live, and their ignorance will run its course. And I won't have to worry about those individuals for real. Because we have a choice about the company we keep on all levels of life. I love family settings. I love breaking bread. I love celebrating life. Regardless if it's a birthday, every day is our birthday. Straight up and down. Bring the tickle me fancy right here. Shout out my boy Sean Poe, 88, man, he's beast. Very motivational. Yeah, that story popped off this whole episode right here. Because I'm sick of watching this kind of shit. We all should be enraged as a black person, male or female, with bullshit injustices like that. Because we be voting these y'all who suffer from that cognitive dissonance I be talking about. Y'all keep on voting these motherfuckers in here. They don't give two fucks about any kind of justice for us, any kind of real reparations for us, any kind of respect. Respect is earned, right? And we've earned the right to be respected in this punk-ass country and the world. Our contributions go all the way from the beginning of life to the current present life. And we still get shitted on. And they're doing it right in our face now because we haven't stood up for shit. We haven't stood our ground, stood up for ourselves. Goes back to what I was talking about yesterday. Pick your battles carefully. And it's hard to fight real live battles out here at multifaceted when you battling within. And that'd be the problem. A lot of folks are really battling and warring within. And they don't even know where to begin. Everybody too busy searching for an end game instead of keeping their head in the game. Makes sense? Hope it does. I'm not going to apologize if I offend individuals for being who I am, raw to the core, unapologetic about it. I will apologize if you don't know how to process who you're dealing with when it comes to me and individuals that's like-minded like myself. Everybody loves the truth until a truth teller tells it. A little tongue-in-cheek right there, right? Yeah, folks got all sorts of conversations about bullshit, but when it comes to talking about some real live difference making shit, they're nowhere to be found. They have nothing of any substance to share with the people. It's time, people, Real Live Talk family, to take this being the creator to another level. But I'm proud to say, I happily accept this challenge. And it's not a matter of when or if. It ain't about no if. It's a matter of when. When I demonstrate the real live power within, you understand it. You might not respect it, and I could give two fucks about that. I don't care about getting respect from individuals that disrespect themselves on so many levels. I don't give a fuck about your acknowledgement, but you will acknowledge. And don't think you're going to get any kind of fucking VIP pass to the fucking celebration of it all either. Because you won't even understand what the fuck you're celebrating. You think it's easy street. Nah, it's really greasy street. This shit about to get real slicky. Yeah. Yeah. Folks too comfortable surrounding themselves with bullshit. Got the nerve to talk shit. Yeah. Anyway. Duel of the face, you know what I mean? Stay the fuck up on face with you on that fake ass shit. Stay the fuck away from me if you gonna pout and cry and bitch and moan and talk shit every time you don't get your way. When it comes to me and mine, or anybody else in life, but when it comes to me and mine, cut that shit out. Y'all have had enough of the good nature. You sponged off enough of it. Real live people take their power back. And only they can take their power back. Can't nobody give it to you. Can't find no fucking peace. You gotta develop it within. Keep telling y'all people that. You can't go buy peace at the fucking store. You can't order it online. It's not on sale. You better develop that shit organically, man. You can't give a flying D fuck about who the hell acknowledges it or not. If they ain't part of the peace, they're interrupting the peace. Throw them the peace sign. The real one, too. Two fingers closed. Up in the air high. And throw one of them down. Your index finger. And you salute that middle finger to anybody that's going to step and be a hater towards that or a hindrance towards your growth and your peace of mind. Lie but the sign on out. Yeah. Lie but the sign on out. Yep. No need to scream and shout. Nope. Lie but the sign on out. Go to the corner and pout. Huh. Yep. Making me laugh at your making me laugh at your doubts. Making me scream and not shout. Alright, y'all. That's enough for this meaningful Monday night. I got physical therapy in the morning. I'm about to go back to enjoying my real life personal manifestation sale, and chill how I've been chilling. And I ain't waiting on no fucking handout. Nah. The God in me is gonna create the hand up. Yep. For not only myself, for all those I love and care about. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's going to be amazing. It will be amazing. All right. All right, y'all. My bad. Zoned out for a quick second. Just a quick one. I'm still right here. Very in tune with what's going on, but just looking at this amazing catalog filled with so much inspiration and real live, genuine energy. I'm Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles, the one-of-one host of the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. It's a lot of you I cannot wait to live and collab with. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of foul shit going on out here. It's a lot of real live individuals I can't wait to have as guests on my podcast platform radio show. Platform for real. Let's be brave-hearted and not outsmarted any longer. Let's live it up. Be sucker-free if you know how to be. Real live salute to my brethren. Excuse me. That's a good one there. Y'all stay up if you know how to. If you can't, like my man said, stay down. Live out. Ching chong, whoa, live out.